Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person, Monday, July the 26th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. It is the last Monday in the month of July, I believe. Is it not? 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Yes, the month will wrap up on Saturday. Next Monday, we will be in the month of October. Who could believe that? The summer keeps on rolling by at a great neck pace. Now, let me tell you what I did this past weekend. It was a busy weekend, and yet I'm not... It was one of those weekends that became busy, but really had no rhyme or reason to it. Now, we do have some tickets here, by the way, that people can still pick up. We have tickets to the Wild, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Zumbezi Bay that people have not picked up. So if you'd like to pick up your tickets between 4 and 5 today, the tickets will be here and available for you to pick up. Also do want to make mention that the mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning after this program from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on from 4:10 until 5 p.m. this morning. Now, here's the weekend. Well, first of all, let me tell you how it started. It started in a very unique way. Friday night, I decided to go out and get some dinner, and I was going to try a new place. Now, I'm not going to say the names of either one of these places because of what I'm about to tell you. It's nothing really horrible, but I must have terrible bad luck when I try to go out and eat at a drive-thru window. So, what happened was Friday night, I went out to eat. I went out with Angie, and we were going to go out and get some things to eat. So, we go over to the first place, and we decide we're going to get our drinks at the first place because the second place really doesn't have the drinks that we want. And they're close to each other. They're within like 30 feet of each other. So we go to the first place, which is a drive-thru. And the drive-thru is backed up quite a bit. The drive-thru is backed up to where we have to wait probably 10 minutes to get to the front of the drive-thru just to get these drinks. Now, I know immediately from experience that this is a bad problem because it means there's some kind of problem in the front of the line. If it takes you 10 minutes to get through the line, it means things are not going all that well. So, we get to the front of the line, and all we had ordered was two drinks. She had gotten a drink, and I had gotten a drink. And they gave her drink, and they gave me my drink, and I had ordered a diet soda. So, I decide to test it, because immediately I'm leery of what's going on, to be honest with you. I'm a little leery right off the bat, because I know it's taken so long to get up there, and I can tell you the girl working the window was completely confused. Now, I'll tell you she was completely confused because as soon as we pulled up to the window, she tried to hand us, to be honest with you, it was something that wasn't even close to what we had ordered. We had just ordered two drinks. And she tried to give us, I don't know what. I can't remember if she tried to give us food or if she tried to give us a milkshake or something like that, but it was completely wrong. And this girl at the window was very verbal. So as soon as we said, well, those are not, you know, our things, we just got the diet and the other drink. She said, well, I don't see the diet and the other drink anywhere here. So then another girl comes over and tries to point out to her, okay, well, here's the diet, here's the regular drink, and here you go. So she passes it through the window, and I take a drink, because immediately I'm leery of this whole situation. So I take a drink of the diet soda, and it clearly is not diet soda. Now, it's marked diet soda, but it is not. It tasted like root beer, is what it tasted like. So I handed it back, and I said, this is not diet soda. So the girl kind of scrambles in the window, and she says, oh my goodness, I'm just redoing all these orders. So she starts punching buttons on the machine, and the machine loads up again, and another drink pops off, and she says, okay, well, I know that this is diet this time. See, these are the words that she said. I know this is diet this time. Now, see, these are the famous last words. And she hands that to me. Now, I'm thinking at this point, I better try this thing. Because there are clearly problems going on inside this restaurant. So, she gives me the second drink. Now, at this point, I've been sitting in the drive-thru window at the first window for probably about 5 minutes. And I think, well, she's not going to screw it up a second time. So I pull away, and as I'm pulling away, I taste the drink, and it's root beer again. So I decide I'm just going to pull over here. I'm close to the door. I'm just going to walk in, tell them it was root beer again, and I'm going to fill this thing up myself. So I pull over, I get out of the car, and I go up to the door. How about that? I think you know what I'm talking about here. I go up to the door, and it's locked. So I'm thinking, now I can see people in there who I think are not employees. So I think, well, they must have went in the other door. So I go around to the other door. I walk around to the other side, to the other door. It's locked as well. Now, at this point, I just said, I'm not getting back in the line. The line was long again. It wasn't moving very fast. So the drink was just a total wash. So I'm thinking, well, I'll just get a drink where I'm going to eat. So now we drive over, you know, not very far at all, to the drive-thru window where we're going to eat. And I think, all right, now we're in good shape, because there's hardly a line over there at all. It's like 7:30 at night. So we pull up to this window, and I say, I want an order of greens, a side order of greens. And the girl took the order, and then she came back, and she said, well, we don't have any ready. It's going to be a 5-minute wait. Is that okay? After what I'd been through, 5 minutes, no problem to wait for, you know, broccoli and kale and all that. That's fine. So, yes, I'll wait 5 minutes. So then Angie and I both ordered teriyaki chicken to go with this side order of greens, which we're waiting 5 minutes on. So we both ordered the teriyaki chicken, and they took the order, and then they came back on the speaker and said, oh, wait a second, we just put the teriyaki chicken down. That's going to be 15 minutes if you want teriyaki chicken. Now, 15 minutes is a little much. So at this point, I said, you know what, I'll just get something to eat somewhere else, and Angie ordered something else there just to get something to eat because she was hungry that night, and it was already 7:30. So, here's my question, and I did not get angry, I did not, you know, scream or yell or any of those sort of things. What in the world is going on at these places? I can't imagine that I would just have bad luck enough to have this happen twice. And this reminds me of a conversation we were having on this station Friday, because this happened Friday, about businesses not being able to get enough help. Well, I think businesses, one of the problems is that they're hiring just anybody now. And they're getting these warm bodies in there, but the people don't know what to do. I don't think they're being trained. I don't think they really know the business at all, and they're putting them in positions that they can't pull off when it's busy on a Friday night. You know, the whole soda thing, I don't know why that happened. And then I would think if you're in a business that you would always have chicken going. Because the business I went to get the teriyaki chicken, it's one of their big items. That you would ever let yourself run out of teriyaki chicken, not to mention greens. How do you run out of greens? I have no idea. Does anybody know what's going on? Or has anybody had similar experiences as of late? And it wasn't terribly busy. You know, the one place did have a line, and it took a while to get through it. But it wasn't a huge line for 7 o'clock on a Friday night. And the other place hardly had a line at all. Maybe one or two cars. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on. And is anybody else having experiences like this? Because honestly, I just don't know anymore. It's totally baffling. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I had no idea it was going to be so hard to get food. Now, what ended up happening is, after all of this, we ended up just going down to Wendy's. Now, I will say their name because that turned out to be okay. I went to Wendy's, ordered some food, it was fine, everything was good, and life went on. But I don't know what was going on at the other two places. They were having serious issues on Friday night. And I'm still curious, you know, all these restrictions are lifted, and the doors of a lot of fast food places are still closed. The lobbies are still closed. And places have not gone back to 24 hours yet either. I don't think Walmart's back to 24 hours. I don't think that Meijer is back to 24 hours. What has happened with all the restrictions lifted? Why are the hours not being extended anymore? And why are a lot of fast food places still leaving their doors locked and not allowing people in the lobby? Which obviously would increase the number of people you're going to have in a drive-thru if you've got your lobby locked up. So does anybody have any ideas about this, or has anybody asked to figure out what is going on here? I'd be interested to know. 740-383-9944. 27 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time, but I really don't get it. There seems to be something going on that apparently I'm missing. Because I thought with the restrictions all lifted that people would be able to go back inside and it would curb some of this problem. But not yet. And the 24-hour businesses are not open back up yet, which I'm not really sure about that. And what's going on at these places when you order food? I have no idea. It's very, very strange. So, maybe I'm the only one having these experiences. If you have an idea, if you've had any of these experiences, give me a buzz here. I'd love to know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think they all know you and they're trying to screw with you.
Is that it? They're just trying to run me up.
No.
I don't know. I've never had such an issue at two separate places within minutes of each other.
Well, you had trouble with places before, especially with your drinks.
Well, with the drinks, but, you know, I can't imagine. Usually, if they mess up your drink, you hand it back to them and they give you the right drink. But I tell you, this girl, she was having a nervous breakdown on on Friday night. I mean, it was, she was talking to the people, she was saying things weren't coming out right, she was saying, I'm just going to redo all the orders. I mean, it was like she was having a panic attack right in front of the window.
I go to Long John Silver's a lot, and they're having troubles too. Sometimes their dining room's open, sometimes it isn't, and they have a sign, you know, out there by the speaker, you know, that they're short of help, and that, you know, they got a lot of new people, and please excuse, you know, the employees. But a while back, I had a new girl, and I gave her 20, and she gave me a dollar back. It was $9.
Oh.
And I had to, you know, she didn't, you know, try to get out of it, but, you know, I could tell she was a new girl. She didn't know what she was doing.
Well, I just, the other place to go over and order the, not only were they out of teriyaki chicken for 15 minutes, but they were also out of greens for 5 minutes. And I'm thinking, what is going on inside of there? Because so many of this place's dishes have to deal with chicken.
Chipotle, probably.
Well, it wasn't Chipotle, but, you know, I was just thinking, anybody who goes up and orders anything with chicken, they're going to have to wait 15 minutes. Well, I thought, well, maybe this is why the line is so small. And on a Friday night at 7 o'clock, you know, this is busy time for restaurants.
Yeah. And it just makes you, you know, wonder how the, you know, I don't know what kind of people that they're getting anymore, but evidently people that don't really want to work is just there and, you know, that's all.
Well, that's what I say. People keep blaming this lack of job or lack of people to fill jobs on people staying home on unemployment. Well, I don't know if that's it or not. I really don't. It may be. But it seems to me that people are applying for jobs, but they're getting people who really don't know what they're doing, so they probably don't last very long. And also, you've got these people who they don't even hire because they interview so badly. And I think now these places are having so much trouble and they're getting so many complaints that they're trying to screen these people to make sure they don't hire anybody who's iffy.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that's got education that's getting in, you know, fast food places and stuff like that.
Well,
they
really
don't want to be there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but even if you've got an education, you can still screw up these jobs. It seems to me like there is a generation coming about that's doing these jobs that really doesn't seem to care. They really don't seem to care if they do it right or not. There doesn't seem to be any type of consequence because these places can't get enough help. And this I really don't understand either. Why all of a sudden can fast food restaurants and restaurants in general and department stores, why are they having such trouble getting help?
Well, even shops and stuff are having trouble.
Yeah, I don't know.
Getting help. It just amazes you, you know. I can't see the pandemic, you know, causing that, because eventually people got to go back to work.
Well, this month they took the $300 away, so I'm not sure why. I don't get, and unemployment doesn't last forever.
I don't like to get fountain drinks, though, because, you know, so many times I've gotten a fountain drink and it's a regular. Or, you know, it's a Dr. Pepper or something like that. And a lot of places, their fountain drinks vary. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why I went to the first place to get the fountain drink.
Right,
because
I knew, you know, that was a good tasting drink. But you might go to a fountain, to Burger King or whatever next time, and it just totally tastes different.
Right, but I just am still shocked at what is causing this problem. Because everybody seems to be blaming it on the pandemic, but I don't know if that's true. Because I would think all this would be clearing up now with the $300 in unemployment going away and all the places opening back up. I mean, why are the doors still shut?
Yeah, when they got the doors shut like that, you know, like your drink there, what was you supposed to do? Go back around and wait in the line 10 more minutes? And then by the time you get up there, you're going to be hot.
Well, yeah, that was the odd thing. I couldn't believe that the doors were shut. I mean, people don't have to sit. They can still have no dining room seating if they want to. But why are they not allowing people to go in and get their order?
And
I mean, that went on
for. Out.
Well, yeah, but even during the pandemic, you could still go in and order. They wouldn't let you sit down, but you could go in and order. Now, I couldn't even get in.
Or you could go in and talk to somebody if you had a problem. You know, you can go in and talk to somebody a lot better than you can talking, you know, over that drive-through thing.
Well, that's what I say. I mean, I wonder if they're getting so many complaints that people are coming in and yelling at them, and I wonder if they're locking the door for that reason, because I can't figure why you would lock the door, because I know during the pandemic, I went in a few times when the lines were long. Now, you could go in and order, and you had to wear a mask in. You couldn't sit down, but you could still go in and order.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
Maybe people throwing their food at them. I've had that happen before. You know, working in, you know, food industry, people throw their food at you.
Well, see, I don't understand why anybody would throw their food at anybody.
And once they, you know, do that, you know, I'm done with you. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what was an instance where somebody would throw their food at you? What makes somebody so angry to do that?
She got tomatoes on her sub, and it wasn't supposed to have tomatoes on it.
So she threw the whole sub
at you? So she come in screaming as soon as she came in the door and threw it and landed right by my feet. So I picked it up and acted like I was going to throw it back at her and cussed the hell out of her and told her to get the hell out of here. Then her husband came down. Then I had to deal with him and tell him to get the hell out of there. But, you know.
So she threw it at your feet?
Well, she threw it at me. I don't know if she meant to throw it at my feet or if it just didn't make it to me. It was quite a ways away.
Now, was this a, like a sub that would have hurt, like a ham and cheese sub, or was this just a vegetarian sub?
It was 12-inch.
So it could have done some damage.
Italian sub, yeah.
It could have done some damage. So she just threw it because there were tomatoes not on it.
There was tomatoes on it.
Oh, tomatoes on it. She didn't want tomatoes.
And really, you know, tomatoes is not something that affects the taste of that much. You know, you could take the tomatoes off, but I can understand that. I would have gladly made another sub.
How old was this woman?
In her 30s.
30s?
Yeah.
Now, was she a like a well-to-do woman, or was she...
No.
So she just had enough.
I guess.
I don't know. See, that whole personality, to me, that seems a little much. I mean, you can complain. I mean, that's everybody's right to go in and complain about something. But I don't know that you throw stuff at people. I'm not even sure that that's legal to throw stuff at people.
No, technically it could be assault. But, you know, business is not going to want to press charges on somebody like that, you know. Bad customer relations for one thing, but you know, makes you think about doing it.
Now, does your manager do anything at this point?
It was my dad. I worked in his pizza shop, and he got mad at me.
Oh, he got mad at you?
Yeah, because I cussed her out.
Oh, well, you know, that's one of those, the customer is always right things.
If, you know, and then he blamed it on marijuana and the whole deal, you know, because I smoked dope a little bit and stuff, and it was drugs and, you know, just the whole ball of wax. But somebody did that to him one time, and he did the exact same thing. You know, he got mad.
Now, do you think the marijuana impacted this incident?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I wasn't high at the time.
Oh, but he just blamed it on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I was young, you know, about 18, 19 years old at the time, so.
Well, now, see, when that would happen, I mean, I always heard that it makes you more of a gregarious person.
It calms you down.
Calms you down. So it
when you're smoking marijuana, you know, I mean, it's not like alcohol, you know, hypes you up and going to make you do something like that more.
So it would, you probably would not have yelled at the woman had you done that.
Well, if I hadn't, if I'd been high, I might have thought it was funny, you know.
But then you got to mop the sub up.
Right, right.
So what did, what was the resolution? Did you get another sub?
Yeah, we give her another sub.
Now, was it easy to discuss with her this after she'd thrown it at you?
No, I handled it the next day, you know. Got a hold of them and talked it out calmly, but, you know, that night I was done with them.
Now, did she, was this a regular customer? Did they leave their phone number?
Oh, it was a local, small town, Richwood, so I knew who the people were.
So these were even people you knew who did this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what kind of, see, that's bad community service to do that, to the local restaurant, if people know who you are.
Yeah, because they can mess with you later, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that, not that I would ever do anything like that, but you gotta, you know, when you make an ass out of yourself at these places, you know, how many times does law enforcement go through, drive through or something, and, you know, they've had people screw with their food? You know, do you want that reputation? Do you want to, you know, worry about that?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know. Hopefully it'll change here soon, but thanks for calling.
Yeah, good luck.
All right. All right, phone lines are open. Does anybody have any of these stories to share? Or does anybody know why the lobbies are still closed in these places? Or what is causing all this backup? I really don't know. I would like to know. I would like to hear somebody's opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is causing the backup at all of the restaurants? What is causing the misorders and putting stuff on late? And I don't know. Lobbies closing, having trouble getting help. A lot of issues here. 740-383-9944. And we hope they all get ironed out. I mean, you know, you like to see people prosper. But see, I don't know what would possess somebody to throw food at an employee. I can't even imagine the situation where that would happen. How angry would you have to be to throw food at an employee? Especially at a place where apparently you order food. You've probably been in there more than once. Why would you throw food at somebody? That just seems to me to be a little off the beam. Little off the beam. And this is where people today, people have hair trigger tempers. And when you have a hair trigger temper, stuff like that's going to happen. But you don't want that to happen because you're going to be out in the street one day and you're going to throw a sandwich at the wrong person and they might come up and lay you out. So you can't operate with those hair trigger personalities. Give me a buzz here. You got any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to have a discussion about this whole thing. It's fascinating to me. So, that was my Friday night experience. Then, went to a birthday party on Saturday. That was a lot of fun. Where else did we go on Saturday? Went to a few stores. You know, the stores were fairly busy. They were all local here. Went to the stores in town. Ended up going to, stopped at Jeannie Evers' house on Saturday night and helped fix a copy machine, which that was very easy to do. Hopefully that's still up and running. So just kind of an odds and ends weekend, but a fun weekend nonetheless. I'll tell you something I did. Went out to the mall. I think this was Friday night. Went out to the mall. Now, I had not been out to the mall for a long time. Now, I did not go in the mall, but I went around the mall, drove around the parking lot, because, you know, the radio station used to be in the mall, and also, I used to work at Sears for many years in the mall, and I have never seen potholes in a parking lot like there are in the mall parking lot, especially on the backside, where there's no business at all anymore. It is horrible out there at the mall. I don't know what's going on with that parking lot. And I really, from the outside, I kept trying to figure what stores are still in the mall. Now, Dollar Tree is still in there. They have an outside entrance. Joann Fabrics is still in there. The movie theater is still in there. Bath and Body Works is still in there. And I think the nail salon is still in there. But other than that, what is in the mall? Oh, and I believe a Douse Dance Studio is out at the mall, but they have an outside entrance as well. So beyond that, is there anything in the mall? Can you walk in the mall anymore? Do they have it opened? Because it looked to me like they had the gates, like in these stores that you can enter from outside, like Douse Dance and Joann Fabrics and the Dollar Tree. It looked like they had their gates pulled that went into the mall. So can you still go around the mall and walk? Is it in any kind of condition? Are there in any stores left out there in the mall besides the ones I just mentioned? Bath and Body Works, the movie theater, the nail salon, Dollar Tree, Joann Fabrics. I mean, obviously you have to be able to get in the mall to go to the movie theater, but is it opened all throughout the mall? Can people still walk the mall like they used to from one end to the other? I don't know. And I just know there are craters in that parking lot like I've never seen. What would cause craters like that in the parking lot? I don't know what that mall was built on, but there are some serious craters in that parking lot. Does anybody else notice these things? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Lots of questions on the table this morning. 740-383-9944. What are with the craters in the concrete at the mall? It's kind of a sad thing, because to have been alive when the mall was still doing very well, to see how quickly that decline happened, that they have lost nearly every store, you know, to see the Elder Beerman's building empty, and J.C. Penney empty, and Sears empty, and the club that used to be out at the mall empty, and all these storefronts just empty. It's unbelievable, after all these years, to see the mall have that sharp of a decline. But I guess that's the way it goes, and it seems to be happening in a lot of places, but not as stark as it happened here in Marion. Now, Mansfield Mall, they've lost stores. Even Polaris has lost stores, but nothing like the Marion Mall decline. It's something else. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, what else is that? You know those cement bumpers that you pull up to when you park?
Yes.
I'm sitting right here in the mall parking lot right now looking at like four of them in the middle of this parking lot. It's crazy because if you weren't familiar with this parking lot, you went flying through here at night and you hit one of those, you'd be in a world of hurt.
Now, where are they moved at? What area of the mall?
They're in front of Sears.
Oh, the ones in front of Sears have been moved?
Mm-hmm. They're like, it's like they never, you know that old, what was that thing in the corner, that little greenhouse thingy where you could buy plants and stuff?
Oh, yeah, out there at the corner of Delaware Avenue, yeah.
It's kind of not too far off from there. But I'm saying, like, if you just went thinking this was, like, some big empty parking lot, you went looking through here at night, and you didn't know those were there, you would probably regret it.
Now, is that little greenhouse still open?
No.
They're out, too.
There's nothing out here.
What do you think caused that? What? I mean, because Kroger's doing okay across the street, and there are some restaurants.
Well, that has nothing to do with anything. I mean, that's a grocery store. This was, like, this didn't have anything to do with grocery. Honestly, I don't know. That is a very good question, because you had stores in the mall that were different than any other kind of store. Like, lot of these young kids, they like the Jordan and the expensive tennis shoes. You can't go into Walmart. You can't go into Myers. You couldn't go into Payless. I mean, you could only come to the mall, the Finish Line, or Foot Locker to get this. So that's why I took my kids back to school shopping, at least for their shoes, every year when they were growing up. So I don't, there was no competition. That was a one-of-a-kind thing, so at least on that aspect. So I don't know.
Well, and a lot of people still shopped at Elder Beerman. I was surprised when they went out because that was a very high-end type of clothing store in town that I don't know that we have anymore.
Exactly. And Stephen Berry's, when I was working in factories and stuff, I used to love to go there because, I mean, you could get a bunch of cheap T-shirts with funny things and stuff on them. It didn't matter if you tore them up or not. I mean, every T-shirt was like, what, $5 or $10, something like that.
Well, that's, you know, I did not realize when we left the mall, the radio station left the mall back in 2017, you know, they still had the Crafter's Coop, and they still had, I believe Finish Line was still there, and there were little stores, GNC was still there at that time.
Well, and then, remember Chick Wig? Where else were you going to go in the city of Marion to get a wig?
Right, what did happen? Where do you get your wigs now in Marion?
I don't wear wigs.
Well, no,
I
mean,
I guess you would have to go online. I assume, I don't know. But if there were other places that you could buy wigs, I don't know what they were. But that's what I'm saying. It's amazing to me because you had, that's what I'm saying, you had stores in the mall that weren't like anything else. I mean, you know, like Myers, Walmart is kind of the same thing. And, you know, CVS, Walgreens, that's kind of the same thing. You had stuff that in the mall that was just specific. You know, there was nothing else like it.
No, but you're sitting there right now. Now, what do those craters in that Sears parking lot look like?
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, what? How in the world?
It's kind of an obstacle course maneuver through here sometimes. I think what I had was that I was tooling through here one day, and some guy was out here not fixing them. But he was just out here, like, with this neon spray paint, like, outlining them so that you could see where they were at.
Well, that's always good when you
know. That was hilarious. I got it.
Here's the crater. Have you ever...
Yeah.
Have you ever
we're not
going
to fix this, but we want you to see it, Cedal.
Now, in the bus, I bet if you dipped in one of those craters, that could be dangerous.
Well, it'd be a wild ride, that's for sure.
Well, enjoy yourself out there at the mall. I don't know what scenery there is to look at, but...
I like to park over here by this little, I don't know, what do you, it's not really a crib. What's this little, like, drainage pipe thing where there's all these rocks and there's, like, a little stream? Every once in a while, the ducks will be down in there playing.
There's a stream at the mall?
It's, like, it's out front. It's, like, right there smack dab in front of Delaware Avenue. And there's, like, a great big, what are those big round things? They're like in the ground, like a drainage.
Culverts?
Yeah, we'll go with that. So I like to park over here and watch like the water stream out of there with the rock. In my imagination, I like tell myself I'm camping.
So you're steering clear of those potholes?
Yeah, I don't want to hit one of those babies.
No, the suspension will be gone.
Yeah, goodbye, Beth, sure.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
You know what might have happened that caused those potholes? It could have been that there was a Claxton fruitcake truck that drove through the mall parking lot, and maybe it hit a bump, and Claxton fruitcakes started falling out of the back of the truck, because the only thing that I would know of that could create craters like that in concrete parking lot, in a concrete parking lot, would be those Claxton fruitcakes. Because if you just drop one of those, I'm surprised the whole parking lot didn't drop in. But 53 and a half minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know what this is? I've never seen holes like that in my life in any parking lot. You know, you see holes in the street, potholes in the street every so often, and even potholes in abandoned parking lots. Businesses that have been abandoned forever. What causes those type of craters in the ground? You know, because if a business is closed, not many people are driving through the parking lot. So what causes all these craters? Does the concrete just chip away? Was anybody ever in the concrete business who understands how this works? I mean, does concrete just go away? Is it one of those things you have to update constantly, or else it just completely dissipates? Because I'll tell you, if you were ever driving on the back side of the mall, back where Elder Beerman used to be, the entrance, and that whole area, my goodness, that would be an obstacle course, because they've still got the lights out there that don't work anymore, and some of them are falling over, and then they've got these huge crater potholes out there that you would just about fall in. And I know there are people who cut through the mall parking lot to go back to House of Hunan or go to McDonald's or get over to Kroger. That is a rough, rough area. I don't know what needs to be done with that, but hopefully somebody along the way will be able to update that for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I had two things. The first thing about the concrete, I have a concrete driveway, and it's about like 23 years old, and it is starting to decay. It looks like decay. It's from the salt, especially out where it joins the street, where all that salt gathers, and anytime it drips off of your car, because now you can see the gravel that is inside the concrete.
Right.
And I just wondered if you can get a topping that just, you know, would smooth all that out but not be too expensive. I don't know if you can do that or not. But the funny thing I wanted to call you about was last week on the trivia, when I Googled about that Lume.
Right.
I get 3 or 4 ads for Lume on my Facebook now.
Uh-oh.
On my news feed. I keep getting all those ads for Lume. I wondered if anybody else did, too.
Now, have we ever learned if you can buy this stuff in Marion?
I don't know. I think you have to order it. All these ads, I think they've got... And it's expensive. My goodness.
Oh, really? How much is a bottle of Lume?
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing, but they had different packages, and they even have soap. You could buy packages with soap and deodorant and so forth. Anywhere starting at $7 up. But it's still... The ads, though... It's for the whole body. And they're not afraid to mention it right in the ads.
Right in the ads. So
yeah.
You're getting the Lume ads now on Facebook.
Yep. Yep.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Is anybody else being barraged by the Lume ads on Facebook since you did some Googling last week during this program? I don't know. It's a little, that whole thing was a little comical, because I had never heard, I still don't know if it's Lume or Lumi, but it's supposed to be a deodorant. That's what it said on the paper. It was a deodorant. Now, why the commercials are so strange, I have no idea, and apparently you can't buy it in a store. Now, if anybody's ever seen it in a store here in Marion, give me a buzz. But, boy, the commercials were definitely funny. People sent me a couple of those. Lume, L-U-M-E, which I think it is Lume, because it fits into the ads if you say Lume. But very, very strange. Give me a buzz if you got any thoughts on anything. 740-383-9944. What'd you do this past weekend? Did you go out and try to dodge the potholes in the mall parking lot like I did, or go to a restaurant or fast food joint and have problems galore, shake doors to see if they would open in these fast food restaurants? It's a different time right now. It's definitely a different time. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I do want to let you know the tomato plants are progressing nicely. That's one good thing. Continue to water them. probably got about 8 or 9 tomatoes starting to grow on the plant at this particular point. I'm going to have to tie it back eventually to a stake or something because it's starting to lean over. But coming along quite nicely. Thank goodness. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say here. Would love to talk with you. 740-383-9944. How's everybody getting along with the downtown parking, the diagonal parking? We've had it for a while now, since the changes were made on Main Street. Are people liking it? Are things settling down now? I know in the beginning people were kind of revved up about it. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, come back in 15 minutes, and maybe we'll talk some more about that and other things. Stay tuned.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported?